The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hey, thanks so much for coming back. We're talking a lot about food these days, or today, I should say, on this show, these segments, and I love it because food, as I know so well, can be a lot of things in our society, but I love to use food as medicine, and especially when, guess what? You can eat yourself young. All right, so I want to talk about, with my lovely guest, Sarah Corey, foods that keep you looking youthful naturally. Because if they're nutritious and also you can make them tasting good, I don't see what else you should do during the day except munch on these. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Holly. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for being here. So, you know, I've been talking actually these last two segments a lot about food, and I love the fact that once again we're talking about food as medicine. You know, one of the things that I love to do in this show is the mindful medicine part, right? Wake people up, using their minds to navigate through this healthcare society of ours and really, really optimally be well, the best people that they can be, that they want to be. And I know when it comes to skin, especially as we age, there are a lot of products out there. There are a lot of websites out there. There are a lot of promises out there. People are buying and clicking and rubbing it on and hoping and hoping and hoping. And, you know, you can do this with food, can't you?
Yes, yes, absolutely. I love what you're talking about. You know, we can take control. And like you said, there's, you know, this past, I think over the last year, it was estimated that the anti-aging market is a $261 billion market. I mean, that's crazy.
So I want to do a little shout out to what a market is. So you know that it's an industry, and it's an industry. So yes, so market, industry. We'll use those words interchangeably when it is marketed, when it is managed, and it makes a profit. But hey, the question that I think you and I both have for folks is it good for us, or is it doing any harm? And is there a way that we could be doing this more cost-effective, I should say, and not just feeding the big machine?
Right, right. And that's where it's, like you said, is us taking control of our health and saying, what can we do that really doesn't cost a lot of money, that doesn't have any negative side effects, and that is getting us the results that we want while also having overall health-improving benefits? And that's really where we're looking at, you know, beauty comes from the inside. It starts with what we're eating, what we're putting in our body, and how we're living. And our diet plays such a key role, and we just don't always think about this, in having youthful, glowing skin. And when,
yes,
you know, a lot of us are eating diets that are full of carbohydrates, which would be like breads and pastas and, you know, things like muffins. And then we have a huge, huge amount of sugar in our diet. And what we don't realize is that these foods actually create inflammation in our body.
Mm-hmm.
And what that can do is that can actually slow down the skin's ability to regenerate ourselves. So if you think about, you know, having a bunch of dead skin cells, that's obviously not going to look young and youthful and glowing. So we really want the skin to constantly be turning itself over and looking glowing, young, and youthful. And also, you know, excess sugar in our diet can actually cause your collagen to become brittle. And collagen is the key protein that you want to think about in making your skin plump and
right,
full. And that's what creates that youthful look.
I love it. So, what you're saying, and food can be causative and it can be curative. You've got food and
absolutely,
food products that are causative to wrinkles and poor and less than ideal aging. And now we're going to show you foods that can be curative for healthy, lovely, glowing skin.
Yes, yes. So, you know, there's tons of different foods that you can add in. But today I'm just going to focus on four that I think you're getting a lot of bang for your buck. So
nice.
Two of those foods are actually, I'm sure you guys have heard of things called superfoods. And I'm always wondering, well, what the heck is a superfood? And superfoods are just foods that are really nutrient dense. And they're considered to be very beneficial for health and well-being. And two foods that are known as superfoods are goji berries and Swiss chard. And goji berries are actually, they're a small berry. They're grown in Mongolia and Tibet. And they are really high sources of vitamin C. So we always think, oh, an orange is a, you know, a vitamin C sourced food, but this actually has 500 times more per ounce than an orange or any other fruit.
That's awesome.
Which is crazy. And vitamin C is the, one of the key nutrients that supports collagen, what we were speaking about before, and that's, again, the protein that's going to help smooth out those wrinkles, give you that full, youthful appearance without having to go do, you know, some sort of injectable or something like that. So goji berries, the serving size of that is 3 to 4 cotton ball size. I mean, that's a little teeny amount of a dried goji berry. You can add that in every day. They taste really good, like in a little handful snack with some ground up walnuts, some cacao nibs, and some goji berries. It's a simple thing you can do every day. Get your dose of vitamin C, plump up your face, and look awesome.
Sarah, so I love that. I absolutely love that description of the portion size, because goji berries are great for all of those reasons that you said, but you could, if you plow through an entire bag, you are going to have great skin and a big fat middle. So you've got to be careful because of the calories. Yes.
Yes. So it's important to think about serving size. Yes. So 3 to 4 cotton ball size. I mean, we're not talking about cups here. We're talking about a small amount. And that that serving size will provide you 40% of your daily value of vitamin C. So you're really getting a big bang for that little amount. And then another food that's considered a superfood is Swiss chard. And, you know, we hear a lot about kale and the leaf greens, and Swiss chard is a similar. And this is going to be have really high levels of, again, vitamin C, vitamin K, vitamin A, which are all going to be great for the skin. It has over 36 different antioxidants, which antioxidants are going to help with reducing inflammation in the body. This is going to be a food that's going to help, again, boost the collagen fighting wrinkles, and as a little added benefit, it has biotin, which we all have heard of, you know, can be supportive for healthy hair. So your skin's going to look good and your hair. And Swiss chard can be a little bitter. So I like to tell people, if you're sensitive to that taste, you could just take a handful. A serving size is a half a cup to a cup, and you can throw it in your smoothie in the morning. And if you have some berries in there, which are also antioxidants, not going to be a really strong taste that you won't be able to stomach that. And if it is strong for you, start little and build your way up, because it's still going to get benefits from just having a little bit in your diet.
Awesome. This is great. I mean, I could even see like a salad with Swiss chard and goji berries on top.
Yes. Yes, yes. And then what we could add to that salad would be walnuts, which is the next food I want to talk about. So walnuts, when we think about the skin, we also want to think about healthy fats. So our cell membranes are phospholipid membranes, which means they have basically fatty membranes. And when we eat fats in our diet, those are going to integrate themselves and create a stronger membrane, which is going to help lock in water, moisture, and nutrients, and help to prevent from toxins being absorbed. So what you can think then is, okay, now my cells are plump. When I have plumped up cells, it's going to decrease the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and help my skin look better. So walnuts is a great source of fat. They also are powerful antioxidants. So these are an awesome food to bring into your diet. And again, it's a small amount, 14 halves or 1 ounce is a serving size. So again, when we're talking about walnuts, and nuts and goji berries and these things, we don't want to overdo it. You don't want to be eating cups and cups of walnuts.
Right. You know, but it's so funny that you say that, and it's so true. You know, I was talking to a fitness friend of mine, and when I get down more to what my ideal weight is for like competitions or whatever, people always say I look older because I lose weight in my face, like a little, like seriously. And I think this is the beauty of sort of like the menopausal, which I am, woman who has a little bit of extra weight. We get more hormones from that support, and it is actually more aesthetically, like in my face looks and the lines doesn't look like I could fold my face in half. And so it's really interesting. All right, we got 30 seconds. List them off, because we're going to get this blog up.
All right, so add in your goji berries, your Swiss chard, your walnuts, and also an avocado. That's also another great fat.
Holy crap! We've got Sarah Corey in the Coach's Corner every week here. Thanks so much for joining in. We are going to be right back.